Annapolis Mayor Josh Cohen is barely clinging to his job today after a too-close-to-call re-election bid that won't be decided until tomorrow. Despite the benefit of a 2-to-1 Democratic voter majority and last-minute help from Maryland's top party leaders, Cohen trailed his Republican challenger Michael Panalides last night by fewer than 100 votes. Absentee and provisional ballots have yet to be counted. Cohen told a somber gathering of supporters last night that he was still hopeful of squeaking out a victory. But he acknowledged complaints about his record of raising taxes, cutting services, and promoting controversial developments.
I think whatever the final result is on Thursday afternoon, I know I will be proud of the work we have done to address the city's finances, to improve transportation, to improve our economic development, and move the city forward in so many ways.
Meanwhile, Panalides was celebrating what looked like a victory over a Democratic full-court press that included robocalls from Governor Martin O'Malley and door-knocking by House Speaker Michael Bush.
It wasn't, you know, a little sleepy race in Annapolis. It was the entire state Democratic machine versus me, and we're ahead by 72 votes. So we just hope they don't steal it tomorrow with the absentees.
But Panalides also had strong support within the community, particularly from his father, an advocate for land developers. On election eve, John Panalides stood on one of the busiest street corners in Annapolis, waving a broom and one of his son's campaign signs that promised to sweep Annapolis clean. So maybe he will get that chance. I'm Karen Hostler for 88.1 WYPR.
And WYPR's news director, Joel McCord, was in Frederick last night and joins us by phone. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Jamila.
Joel, we said Randy McClement cruised to victory.
It wasn't even close. He polled more than 48% of the vote, while his opponents, the former mayor Jennifer Doherty and Karen Young, the president pro tem of the city council, split the remaining votes.
Was there any one issue that swung the election?
Well, there wasn't any big issue, and that was probably one of a number of problems for McClement's opponents. It was a low turnout election. I think they barely cracked 20%, and low turnout elections generally favor the incumbent. And to add to that, nobody was mad about anything. And, you know, when you want to try to turn out an incumbent, you need to have a lot of people mad at him. I think, you know, we saw in Annapolis, folks were outraged over the redevelopment plans for the city dock. Now, on the other hand, there's the issue of Democrats in Frederick shooting themselves in the foot. And in this case, Jennifer Doherty, who was running as an independent, used to be a Democrat, and she probably split some of the anti-Randy McClement votes.
How about reactions from winners and losers?
Well, McClement talked about moving forward in a positive manner. He went on about he was just doing the job of making sure the water's turned on, the toilet's flushed, the trash is picked up, and the street's taken care of. There might be some question about the trash being picked up because he did cut back trash collections from twice a week to once a week. And Doherty acknowledged she knew she had a steep hill to climb when she got into this, but she thought she could do it. And in the end, she said McClement has her support.
Joel, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jamila.